Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. As December holidays approach, Traffic Police and Kenya Railways warn of increased patrols, speed guns and mobile courts, edging caution at railway crossings. The Met Department forecasts rains and strong winds for some regions. In other news, the EU and Kenya launched a program to train DCI officers in digital crime investigation. The Engineers Board is registering KDF officers as professional engineers. The Ministry of Health reported a decrease in Nairobi's HIV prevalence. Politically, Kalonzo Musyoka denied a deal with Rigathi Gachagua, who criticized IG Japhet Kume over political violence. The IEBC delayed voter registration in by-election areas due to petition waiting periods. Mike Sonko offered a 300,000 shillings reward for information on a Meru gang. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
only two women are among 181 contenders in ongoing by-elections, prompting calls for urgent electoral reforms. Meanwhile, voter bribery and physical confrontations marred the Embere North by-election as IEBC announces winners.
In business,
KenGen will operate Kenya's first nuclear plant. Meanwhile, Kenya targets culinary tourism for a share of the 1.09 trillion shillings global market, and SBM Bank partners with MasterCard for cashless transactions.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.